Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist August Rosado with Today in Bible Prophecy Ministries. I want to welcome you to our program as we look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy and the soon return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at the next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church of the living God. It is good to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon. And folks, I am coming to you live from Green Pond, Alabama, where Sunday morning, tomorrow, January the 25th, I will be preaching at Green Pond Baptist Church in Green Pond, Alabama. So if you live anywhere in the Green Pond area, Birmingham, or all of the other surrounding areas, I want you to join us Sunday morning for 10 a.m. Sunday school, the 11 a.m. worship, and the 6 p.m. evening service as we will look at current world events in light of biblical prophecy, and the soon return of Jesus at this next prophetic event on God's calendar that we call the rapture of the church. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the show. Now, we were in Louisiana for about a week and a half or so, and we had some churches that we were speaking at out there. Got into a couple of brand new churches there and about to meet the pastors for the first time. And it was a real joy to get to know them, to meet their people, enjoy fellowship, good food. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful time. And so now we are here in Alabama. The pastor of this church is our brother Carl Hall, really great man of God. Just a wonderful person to be around. And we're going to be going out with him later on after the broadcast. But he's just a great, great pastor to get to know. So if you live anywhere in Green Pond, Alabama, or the surrounding areas, come on out and meet this man of God. They got a great church here. They're expanding. They have a new building project going on right now. They're making a new building. And so God is doing some great things here. And so I'd love to meet you. So come on out to Green Pond Baptist Church, Sunday, January the 25th, where I will be preaching Bible prophecy in light of current events. Folks, if you are listening to the broadcast today, you can interact with me in one of three ways. Now, we rarely ever get phone calls to the show, but the toll-free number is there. It's 877-659-8944. That's toll-free to you all across the United States. You can also interact with Facebook. You can send me a Facebook question, today's topic, or for that matter, a comment. If you are a Facebook friend of mine, then you can send it in the comment box that pertains to this show on my Facebook page, August Rosado. Or you can go right to the blogtalk.com/Today in Bible Prophecy Radio chat room and just go into the chat room and you can type in your question or comment about the Gog Persia Unholy Alliance. That's what I want to talk about today. The Gog Persia Unholy Alliance. Are we seeing, ladies and gentlemen, the beginning of Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 coming into phase? I'm not saying being fulfilled right now, but I'm saying coming into phase here, coming into focus. And there seems to be some evidence out there that we do see coming into focus, coming into phase right now, this unholy alliance between biblical Gog, G-O-G, and biblical Persia. And folks, we know based on the geography of the Bible who Gog and Persia is today. And the unholy alliance that is being formed between these two nations right now. And these two nations will one day lead a coalition of nations to attack the Jewish state of Israel. Folks, I've got to tell you, we're living in some really exciting times. If you're not a student of Bible prophecy, these things really don't mean anything to you. You know, it's like pie in the sky or pan-millennialism that who cares, everything's just going to pan out in the end. If you're a student of Bible prophecy, this ought to excite you, because what Ezekiel wrote 2,500 years ago, we are seeing right now, folks, coming into focus. We are seeing, indeed, Bible prophecy being fulfilled right before our very eyes. What a time, folks, what a time to be alive. And Jesus said in Luke 21:28, that when you see these things begin to come to pass, when you see Bible prophecy being fulfilled in its early stages, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. Folks, I'm convinced that our redemption is indeed drawing so very nigh. Bible prophecy is on course to be fulfilled. Now, I'm really trying to encourage our radio audience to interact with us every week. Whether you agree or disagree, we want to give you that opportunity to interact with us. And like I said, folks, you can do it in one of three ways. It doesn't have to be a question. It can be a comment. The toll-free number there is 877-659-8944. You can also go to the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio, Today in Bible Prophecy Radio studio page. You can go right into the chat room, and you can type in your question or a comment. Or you can go to my Facebook page, August Rosado, and you can type in your comment or question. And so we want to encourage our people every single week to interact with us on the 45-minute broadcast. Again, you don't have to agree. You can disagree. But I want to hear your feedback on not only this event that I'm going to share with you, but I also want to get your feedback on what you believe Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 is all about. And so I want to encourage you to do that every single week. It doesn't matter if you're the same person sending questions every single week. We encourage you to do that. And I hope and pray that you invite others to tune in every single week to do the same thing. And it would really mean a lot to me as we come to you every single week looking at one event and giving my prophetic synopsis on that. Now, before we get into that news story and I give my prophetic perspective on it, I want to invite you to visit our website at todayinbibleprophecy.org. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly email newsletter. Just type in your email address in the box, and you'll start receiving our free weekly newsletters every week. I'll write articles. We'll have guest editorials, links for you to check out. And, of course, where we're going to be at, we might be at a church near you. Visit our online bookstore and take advantage of the great stuff that we have there to better help you understand Bible prophecy. And, folks, we do have some seats left for our upcoming Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel. February 25th to either March 5th or March the 7th. You would have an opportunity to join us for either the 9-day Israel-only tour or the 11-day Israel, Eilat, and Petra. This will be my 10th tour to the Holy Land, but my first time going to Petra. And we believe Petra will play a major role in Bible prophecy, where we believe God will shelter the Jewish people there for the last 42 months of the tribulation period. It's one of the seven wonders of the world. And that was the place where Esau and his descendants, the Edomites, dwelt. And, of course, Mount Seir was their capital. And there is a 5-story-high treasury there at Petra. Nearby is a 7,000-seat Colosseum. And so we are going to be going there and looking at the beautiful sandstone. Whenever the sun hits the sandstone, you can see a beautiful rainbow color effect. So we are going to be going there. And so I hope and pray that you decide to join us on this Bible prophecy tour of a lifetime. If you are interested, or if you have any questions, send me an email at august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. If you would like a return phone call back, include your phone number. We can send you, via email attachment, the brochure of the tour. If you're ready to go and you would like to go with us, like I said, we have a few seats available, then call our tour operator, Christian Tours to Israel. Ask for our tour operator, Eyal Evans. Their toll-free number is 1-888-300-3038, 1-888-300-3038. Let Eyal know that you would like to come to Israel with August Rosado for the Bible prophecy tour of the Holy Land. And folks, after 11 days in Israel, you will never read your Bible the same way again. So again, folks, if you have a prophecy question, we have a few coming in right now, by the way, and I really appreciate that. Send it to me through Facebook. If you're not a Facebook friend of mine, send me a Facebook friend request, and I'll make sure that I will friend you, and then you can start sending in those questions every week via Facebook. Or go to the Blog Talk site, go into our chat room, Today in Bible Prophecy Radio chat room, and you can type in your question there or call the toll-free number 1-877-659-8944. And so, folks, again, I'm excited about today's program and what is happening in the world today. And so What we're going to do right now is get into the news story, and then I'll read your questions from there. Or if we have somebody calling in, then we'll click in to the show there. But what I want to do is get into the news story. Russia and Iran have recently signed a joint agreement to widen their military ties. According to this agreement, this would include exchanges of military personnel for training purposes and an understanding for each country's navy to more frequently use the other's navy. The deal provides for joint exercises and military training, as well as cooperation in peacekeeping, maintaining regional and international security and stability, and fighting against separatism and extremism. Well, with Iran, that's pretty much calling the kettle black. Russia has always been the arms supplier of Iran, including providing the technical support and the know-how to produce nuclear weapons. Now, we know that some time ago, Russia canceled a deal that would have sent S-300 missiles to Iran. But with this deal, folks, that could all change. The Iranian defense minister told state television that Iran and Russia had a, quote, shared analysis of U.S. global strategy, its interference in regional and international affairs, and the need to cooperate in the struggle against the interference of foreign forces in the region. As Russia has been hit by Western sanctions over its involvement in the conflict in Ukraine, it has stepped up its economic ties with Iran in the past year. The two governments, Russia and Iran, are also both allies of Syrian President Bashar Assad in his nearly four-year-old conflict with Western-backed rebels that have resulted in over 175,000 Syrians dead. We're talking men, women, children. Folks, we're looking at major players, according to Bible prophecy, major players, according to prophecy. Now, Bible prophecy calls for an unholy alliance between a country north of the state of Israel and an Islamic country east of the Jewish state of Israel. The Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote some 2,500 years ago about this unholy alliance. We see in chapter 38 and verse number 1, it says this, "And the word of the Lord came up to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them." Now, folks, he talks about Gog, G-O-G. Gog is the personality. He is the individual who will lead this Islamic coalition of nations against Israel. Magog is the location where this personality, where this individual comes from. Magog, that land, that location, located north of the Caspian and the Black Sea. Now, folks, you don't need a PhD to figure this one out. The only country that is north, directly north of the state of Israel today is Russia. Get a map of the Middle East. by the state of Israel, no bigger than the state of New Jersey. Put your finger on the state of Israel. Then move your finger up north to the state of Israel. And the first nation you're going to smack into is Russia. But we know that Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5 tells us there will be an Islamic coalition of nations that will join Russia in their attack against the state of Israel. In verse 5, he says, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shields and helmets. In verse 5, Ezekiel mentions an invading army that will join Russia in this invasion. One of them would be Persia. Now, folks, we know in 1936, Persia changed their name to Iran. Now, the name Iran is interesting. Iran means land of the Aryans. They changed their name from biblical Persia to modern-day Iran, meaning land of the Aryans, because this was due in part to the German Nazi ambassador to Iran at that time. Germany had strong influence in Persia at that time, very strong influence. And they wanted to change their name from Persia to Iran because they wanted an Aryan race, a global Aryan race, with the goal of destroying Jews worldwide. Persia, Iran, will join Russia in this Islamic invasion of the Jewish state of Israel. Now we know also, according to verse number 5, he talks about Ethiopia. Ethiopia also consists of Sudan and Somalia. Ethiopia, Sudan, and Somalia are all Arab states. They have no diplomatic ties with Israel whatsoever. They will invade from the south and also join this attack with Russia and Iran. Ethiopia was known in biblical times as Cush. Another Arab nation will invade from the west. Libya would invade from the west. They were known in the Bible as biblical Put, sometimes spelled P-U-T or P-H-U-T. Russia will attack from the north. Iran will attack from the east. Libya will attack from the west. And Ethiopia, Sudan, and Somalia would attack from the south. So Israel would come under attack from north, south, east, and west. But Ezekiel also mentions another Islamic nation that would invade. They will join this invasion upon the state of Israel. We read in verse number 2, Meshach and Tubal. And then we drop down to verse number 6, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with him. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 says, Gog will be the Rosh. Now, you know, people look at Rosh, R-O-S-H, and say, well, Rosh, well, wouldn't that mean Russia or Russia? I think that might be stretching it a little bit, even though I do believe it's Russia. Don't get me wrong. But the word Rosh there simply is Hebrew for chief or head. That's what Rosh means in Hebrew. It means head or chief. He would be the chief head or the chief leader of this invasion. Now also joining this attack will be Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Now, folks, Gomer is not talking about Germany. You know, because people say, well, Gomer sounds like Germany. It's not talking about Germany. That used to be a big thing back in the day, but it's not talking about Germany. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Folks, that's all talking about modern Turkey. Now, let me hold that thought for a minute as I go to this question. Now, mind you, all phone calls and phone numbers are recorded. And we've had issues in the past with people calling in and using foul language on the radio, and that will not be tolerated. And all numbers will be reported to the proper authority, so we make that known ahead of time. So what we're going to do right now is get to the caller who is on the air, the 310 area code. Caller, are you there? Caller? Caller at the number 310, are you there? Okay, for some reason he isn't coming through. Caller, if you want to hang up and try again, maybe we'll be able to get your question in. We'll try it again. Caller, are you there? Okay, for some reason he is not coming through. So, caller, if you'd like, if you want to try to call back later, then we will try to get to your question there. So if you want to hang up and call back, then you can do that. For some reason, he's not coming through. So, folks, we know that Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma are all areas located in the Islamic State of Turkey. We know this due in part because of an ancient Turkish map that was found in Merhaba in modern-day Jordan that mentioned those four locations. And those locations are in the Islamic State of Turkey. Turkey, ladies and gentlemen, is 99% Islamic. And their president, Tayyip Erdogan, is a radical Islamist who recently said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is just as worse as a terrorist in the Paris attack. And Turkey broke all diplomatic ties with Israel. All diplomatic ties. And Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey was once mayor of Istanbul. But he was taken out as mayor of Istanbul by the Turkish military and was installed as their prime minister. Then the military changed the constitution of Turkey to allow Tayyip Erdogan to become president. And today, he is the president of Turkey. And he is a radical Islamist that wants to see Turkey and all the Arab Middle East, for that matter, to be under Sharia law, Islamic law. He is a radical Islamist. So we know, folks, based on this ancient Turkish map that was found in Medabar, Jordan, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah are all areas located today in the modern state of Turkey. So based on Ezekiel chapter 38, we have God, Russia, Meshach, Tubal, and then Gomer, Togarmah, modern-day Turkey. Then verse 5, we have Persia, Iran, Ethiopia, also Sudan and Somalia, and Libya. All of these nations will invade the Jewish state of Israel. But we know, ladies and gentlemen, that this coalition of nations will be destroyed by God. And this is exactly what we find when we get to Ezekiel chapter 39, where it talks about the prophecy against God and the mass slaughter. Because God said in verse number 2, I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north part, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. Now that's interesting in verse number 2. God says, I will leave but a sixth part of thee. In other words, five out of every six Arabs is going to be destroyed in this coalition. Five-sixths of the Gog-Magog invasion will be destroyed. God said in verse 4, thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that are with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. He says, I will send a fire upon Magog in verse 6, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. God is going to destroy this Arab coalition of nations. But folks, we also see in Daniel chapter 11 and verse number 40 that the king of the south and the king of the north will come up against the state of Israel. The king of the south will be Syria, mentioned in this news story. They're on Israel's northeast border. They're going to be destroyed. And the king of the south, that would be Egypt. They're going to be destroyed as well. Actually, Syria recently said that the next war with Israel will be ballistic. Egypt was having war games off the coast of the Red Sea. When a journalist asked them, why are you having these war games? They said, we are getting ready for war. And they said, well, war with who? Who's your enemy? They said, the Zionist state. We are getting ready to go after the Zionist state. And, of course, we know the Zionist state would be the state of Israel. And then we see in verse number 42 of Daniel chapter 11 that Egypt will be destroyed. But in Daniel 11:43, Daniel also has allusions to Ezekiel's prophecy because he said, the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his step. Now Daniel is talking about the Ezekiel 38-39 invasion. But then in verse 44 it says, but tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Tidings from the east, well, east of the state of Israel, would be Iran. They will come to help Russia and the other Arab states attack the state of Israel. And then, of course, out of the north would be Russia. So we see that in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 as well as Daniel chapter 11, verses 43 and 44, talk about that Gog, Magog invasion. Folks, I am telling you, we are indeed living in some exciting times. And, of course, this news report of Russia and Iran signing a joint agreement to widen their military ties is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It's setting the stage and bringing into clear focus the Gog-Magog scenario of Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. And also, the time of the end in Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 through 45. And remember what Jesus said, that when you see these things begin to come to pass, he says, look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I'm going to read a question from Robin. And she says, I know I ask a lot of questions. That's okay, Robin. But times are so crazy. So much about Islam and Muslims in the news. Do you think they will make America a Muslim country? I know America is not mentioned in the Bible. It will be something else, or will be something else, after the rapture. Thank you so much. Well, Robin, we know that Islam means submission. And Islam will not tolerate or coexist with any other religion. It's either Islam or nothing. And, of course, the goal of Islam is to Islamicize every single nation of the world. Because Islam also has an eschatology. They have a last days scenario. They believe that if they can destroy the state of Israel, that it would usher in a global Islamic caliphate. And usher in the Mahdi, or the Islamic Messiah, who will one day set up his headquarters in the city of Jerusalem. Now, I agree with you. America is not mentioned anywhere specifically in Bible prophecy. There may be some general references to America and prophecy in the Bible. You know, for example, God says he will have all nations come up against the state of Israel. If America is even around at that time, she'll be one of the nations that will invade the state of Israel. But will they make America a Muslim country? I don't think so, because either America will be destroyed or the rapture of the church will reduce America in its superpower status, making her nothing more than a fourth-string quarterback on the world stage. Either America will be destroyed or America will run to the European Union for protection, the future revived Roman Empire. So, Robin, thank you so much for your call, and you keep sending those questions in. You're not bothering me at all. Another question comes from Karen through Facebook, and she says, Joel Richardson, what do you think of him? He has a new book out called The Return is Near. Was thinking about buying for us, but don't know much about him. Thanks for the info. Karen, I do not agree with Joel Richardson's eschatology. Joel likes to allegorize and spiritualize Bible prophecy text that I believe we should be taking for its plain sense, literal meaning. He really doesn't endorse much of a rapture. He's more into Islamic Antichrist. He believes that the Antichrist will be a Muslim coming out of one of the Muslim nations. And I simply don't agree with his eschatology. I believe he's one of many out there who abuse the subject of Bible prophecy. He dramatizes, sensationalizes, and of course when you dramatize and sensationalize, Karen, you know, it makes for good reading and sells a lot of books, but the question is it biblical? And I believe that when it comes to prophecy, Joel Richardson is way out there in right field. So I really don't take anything this guy says seriously, and I would put on your spiritual ears, Karen, if you're going to read anything from Joel Richardson. So thank you so much, Karen, for your question. Keep sending those questions in every single week. Now, folks, as we draw this program to a close, as I said, we are living in some really, really exciting times. And I believe that Bible prophecy is on course to being fulfilled. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I say this every week, you're either one heartbeat away from going to hell, or you're one trumpet sound away from being left behind at the rapture to go through a terrible 7-year period of tribulation to come. Jesus Christ said in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And God said in 2 Peter 3, 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You must repent of your sins. Repentance means change of heart, change of mind, change of attitude. Realizing that you are a sinner, we all are, and that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. That you must turn away from your sins and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you of all your sins. If you haven't done that, you can do that right now. You can pray something like this: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I repent of my sins today. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to save me, forgive me of my sins. I now receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, saving me today. In your precious name I pray, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I really would love to hear from you. Send me an email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. Let me know you prayed that prayer so that I can rejoice with you, get you in touch with a good Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church in your area. Folks, don't forget to sign up for our weekly Bible prophecy newsletter. Go to my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. Type in your email address, and we'll start sending our letters to you every single week. Again, I'm coming to you live from Green Pond, Alabama, where tomorrow morning, January 25th, I will be preaching at Green Pond Baptist Church, Green Pond, Alabama. If you want more information about our upcoming Bible prophecy tour to Israel with an option to Petra, again, send me that email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. And I'll send you a brochure via email. You can check it out. We have some seats available for the tour. And I really hope and pray that you would join us on this Bible prophecy tour of a lifetime. You'll never read your Bible the same way again. And if we get raptured in Israel, it's only going to be a domestic flight for us. Folks, thank you so much to our show. Until next week, this is August Rosado saying keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.